Today is Monday, January 10th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So it was another weekend. It was a really short weekend, as I've already talked about, because I had a haircut, which takes my entire day. And I used to have two hairstylists so that I could alternate when necessary. And normally it wouldn't be a big deal, but you know, my hair is a big production and I'm very particular. And one of my hairstylists quit the company. And because I can only generally go on Saturdays, it's very hard to schedule appointments. And, you know, and now my stylist only works every other Saturday, which makes it even harder. And so when I got there, I booked all the way through December. But the thing is, even though I booked so far in advance, five of those appointments are during the week because that's the only time she was available. And so I have to take PTO days to get my hair cut. It's crazy. Five of my PTO days are going to be for haircuts this year. Oh my goodness. So Mark went with me and we had a lovely drive both there and back, and we mainly talked. It's a 10-hour round trip, and I would say, I don't know, seven of those 10 hours he and I were just chatting, which is really good. I mean, it's good that we can fill so much time chatting with each other. I did listen to podcasts for a little bit when I was driving, and but when he was driving, we talked pretty much the whole time other than just listening to a little bit of music. We did have Mix Minus Friday night. I'm backtracking, but we ended early because Daniel was still feeling a little bit tired from COVID. And we discussed the cruise, which I think I've talked about on here, that Daniel and Zach kindly invited me on a cruise to Alaska. And I guess they're paying for it as well. I mean, they invited me, so I assume they're, you know, they're footing the bill. No, I'm just kidding. I've already paid for it. But I decided I wanted to go, and Mark did not want to go, because we've already been on an Alaskan cruise and Mark did not want to spend his money to do a cruise that we've already done. And so I said, well, would it hurt your feelings if I go? And he said no. He said it wouldn't. And so I booked it. We'll see. I mean, I don't know if he, but anyway, bottom line, the reason I'm bringing this up is because on Twitter, Laughing Buddha tweeted me with an article by the Washington Post, and he says, "Hey, Geeky Gay, do you still want to go on that cruise? Bare rooms, rotten fruit, and boredom. Quarantine life on infected cruises." And there's a Washington Post article where, you know, it basically stated stuff that we already know. If you get COVID while you're on a cruise, they lock you in your room. But I just want to say, first of all, even being in my room, you know, I could relax. I get so little relaxation time at home that just ordering room service and relaxing and watching Netflix would be fine. I mean, I get the internet package, so I could download a bunch of, I'll make sure I have a bunch of stuff downloaded before I go. You know, I'll take my mixer with me, so I can record podcasts. I can even upload them. I can work on my 3D modeling. There are so many things I could do just from my room. And the article said that the people who were quarantined were still able to order off the room service menu, which sounded great to me. Also, they did the rotten fruit and the I don't know, this picture of this food that they posted was something that an employee of the cruise line was served, not a guest. I mean, I care about them, but it doesn't affect whether I'm going to go on the cruise or not. I mean, I can't directly impact how the employees of the cruise liner are treated. Also, I don't know why people are so against me, like, going on a cruise. Like, you know, we've had COVID for over 2 years now, and I am boosted. I am vaxxed. I am wearing a mask everywhere I go. I've done everything. I quarantined. You know, I did all of this stuff. So if I want to go on a cruise and I'm going to wear a mask, I'm going to, you know, I'll probably get another booster shot before I go, because by then I'm sure they will say, now we're doing our fourth booster or our fourth, you know, shot, because Israel's already doing that now. So I feel like, you know, I'll even have that before I go. And I'm willing to take the risk at this point. And anyone else that's on the cruise is also willing to take the risk. And I don't get bored. Like, and looking out the window at the ocean and, you know, doing all of that stuff, I'll take a computer with me. So that sounds fine. I'll take a couple of books as well. Catch up on my reading. But the cruise is May 27th, and last year we had a major reduction in number of COVID cases during the summer. And so the hope is Omicron will be over. Maybe even if we have another variant that comes after Omicron, maybe that one will be over as well. And maybe we'll start having a reduction and we won't have to deal with it. You know, if I'm optimistic. And even pessimistically, like I said, it's a week on a ship relaxing. Sounds great to me. Even if I'm quarantined, to be honest. And now Daniel and I would need to get adjoining room. I don't know if they move you to like a COVID floor. But if Daniel and I got adjoining rooms, then we could yell at each other under the door or something. But I don't know. I don't know what that is. But that's probably not possible. And but I'm going to look on the bright side and I'm going to say, yes, I absolutely still want to go on the cruise. I really am looking forward to spending time with Daniel and Zach. The last time I went on a vacation with Daniel was, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago. So honestly, I mean, I'm just not blowing hot air up Daniel's skirt. When I say that the thing that I'm most excited about is just being able to hang out with him again, because we haven't hung out in so long. But I love a cruise. I literally enjoyed laying on the bed in my room on the cruise ship and watching the cruise channel. I mean, that is how much I enjoy it. And if you talk to Auntie Scott and Uncle Drew about their cruising, Auntie Scott especially stays in his room probably 75% of the time they're on the cruise, and they love it. Now they have a butler and, you know, a suite, but and I'm not doing that, but yeah, I think it'll be great. Anyway, so I just wanted to talk about that for a second, because you know, that was on Twitter. But again, I don't know why people think, apparently Ricky Burton doesn't think people should be cruising right now. I don't think, you know, I don't know why people are so concerned with whether or not Daniel and I cruise in May. You know, I mean, that's a long time from now as well. I don't understand this. Cruise ships are petri dishes. Yeah, a Broadway musical is a petri dish. You know, I mean, anything you do in public with a bunch of people is a petri dish. It's crazy. Yeah, you're on the ship for a number of days, but you go back to your room. You're not with hundreds of people the whole time. I don't know. It's ridiculous to me. You can't live your whole life in fear. You can do the precautions that, you know, you can do, and then you have to live your life at some point. And some people have more risk tolerance than others, I suppose. So haircut happened, you know, no big deal. We stopped and got breakfast at Wendy's, went to the haircut. Mark, there's a kolache place across from the haircut place. Mark got a few kolaches for us. We had those as a snack in the car on the way home. We did not stop. We made it home, and then we watched, we started a new show called Yellow Jackets on Showtime, or we actually did a free trial of Showtime on Amazon Prime. And it's a good show. It's about these, it's a multiple timeline show. Those are so popular right now, where this girl's soccer team gets in a plane crash and they have to do some horrible things to survive. And then it's about their life as adults and it goes back and forth. We're enjoying it so far. So we started that. And then on Sunday, I did go to church and play, and then we just did normal. We watched TV in the afternoon, did our workout, and went to the grocery store. And I made some, I had bought frozen honey, Chinese honey chicken. I made rice and did that. And I had bought some pot stickers. And so I made the pot stickers and we had that for dinner. And then that was the weekend. I wish it was more eventful than that, but, it wasn't. We did talk about our trip because Mark and I, our 10 year, like I said, is coming up in July. And we're going to do something in Europe if COVID permits. It may not, you know? So we're looking at Spain, France, and Portugal as options. And Italy is another option as well. We're just kind of figuring out whether we're going to go to one country and stay in that one country, or whether we're going to do a train, or heaven forbid if we did a cruise. I did want to mention this cruise is refundable as well. So, you know, I'm way far away from it. If COVID really just is horrible, I can always cancel if needed. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.